Andy, with Luis Robert Jr. yesterday, we just get another glimpse at what is possible with a guy like that. Now that he's moving around the outfield and being more versatile, what path could he carve out for himself for the end of the year and for the future of Luis Robert as a ball player?
Yeah, he's going to play consistently for us through the end of the year. We'll give him some days off just to make sure we don't run him into the ground, given what he's come from a health perspective this season. This series was nice. He's back at his old ballpark. We had an off day before. We have an off day after it. So it's good to push him for all three here. Did a really quality job in left field the last few days. I think lost a ball in the sun to start the game yesterday. Ended up with an outfield assist on the play, but he's capable of so much in the batter's box, out in the field defensively. It's fun to see it coming out of him. I know he's enjoying being on a good little run, and we're enjoying watching him absolutely launch baseballs.
Yeah, on that, talk about some pitchers, you know, easy cheese. It's easy power when that bat comes through the zone. I mean, are you almost in awe, especially that right center field home run yesterday, what he can do?
Yeah, it's a short list of people who can do that in baseball. It that exit velo with that level of ease, it looks like as much effort as it took me to ground out to the second baseman, he can hit it out of the ballpark that way. So it's really impressive. Him finding barrels is huge for our club.
How is Carson Benj's face today? Sore?
There's so many jokes there, and I'm gonna leave them all alone for the moment. Carson is good to go, ready to play baseball. There's a little residual feeling in his face from yesterday, but he'd fight me if I tried to keep him out of the lineup anyway, so we're glad to have him out there.
Pretty ridiculous. Just watching, you know, of course, there's Brian Chicklow, one of the head trainers, right there. I mean, doing an inspection on the fly. How scary was it talking to maybe those guys? Even Jose Rosado had his hands on his head in the moment. How frightening was it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if Jose had his hands on his head for the ball trickling over the fence or for Carson's safety, but we'll go with the latter on that one. You know, it turned out to be the type of thing that, like, he's fine. So we're all relieved from that. I got a good jog from the dugout all the way out to right field. That's good in-game exercise for a manager. Appreciated that from him. He's ready to go. We're thankful it wasn't anything more serious.
Maybe some load management for you today. Dednell Nunez, you stuck him out there in the eighth inning, and he's been going through it, coming back from injury. How big was last night for his confidence to be the guy that we all saw a couple years ago?
I was really happy for him. It's a tough situation to come into. Those are real hitters that have taken really good swings that are tough and don't chase a lot either. So to see him come in and kind of plow through those three hitters, we really hadn't had a 1-2-3 inning all day. It was a laborious effort for us from Jump Street yesterday in the field, but it was a huge eighth from him, and you could see the confidence coming off the field and the thankfulness too. He was glad to feel like his vintage self there.
Thank you.
Absolutely.